People complain from Exodus and from John. God provides manna. Manna requires faith in what God gives. People have not changed since Moses led the people out of Egypt. The people cry for deliverance and God sent Moses. The people complain about Moses and how he's trying to kill them by starvation. And God sends bread from heaven and the people say, "What is this? Manna?" They complain about the manna after they get that same food every day, even though they disobey God again and try to hoard the food. The food from heaven isn't enough for the people. What is wrong with us? Why are we always complaining, or why are we always dissatisfied? God hears them cry and he listens, and not just listen, but he acts on their complaints. God frees them. God feeds them, and God blesses them, but it's not enough. God has been telling God's people he loves us from the beginning, but we do not seem to understand, or maybe we just do not trust God. God wants us to know him and his love for us, and because we are not willing to listen or we are convinced that God has forgotten us, it was God who sent the bread from heaven. And in John's Gospel, we hear Jesus say, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." End quote. We have the provider, God, who loves us, cares for us, and gives us all we need. The problem is we think what we want is what we need. What we need is not always apparent to us at first glance. Like the Israelites in the desert, we are wandering through life complaining. We feel rejected, lost, and all alone. God said, "I am with you always." God provides for us the bread of life and the living water. God comes to us in Christ Jesus and opens the gate of salvation for all people. Jesus tells us, his flesh is the bread of life, and in his death on the cross, he offers his flesh for us in exchange for our sin. In Christ's resurrection, he shows us the way to eternal life and the way to the place of his Father. God feeds us with the Son, the bread of life, and the open gate that leads to God the Father. Look to Christ and be fed with bread that lasts forever. Jesus, the one who is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Provider, despite your people's hardened hearts, you gave them manna when they were hungry. Soften our hearts and make us grateful for your marvelous gifts you give through Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.